Hi, everybody, and welcome once again to the Isle of Lucy podcast. This is episode number 3. And I looked last week, and apparently last week 42 people were subscribing to this podcast. And that's a lot from what I was thinking it would be. If you're listening to this stuff and you don't know me personally, leave a comment or something on the page, because I'm curious who I was listening to some of this stuff. Let me know what you like. We got a bunch of stuff here today. The first thing I'm going to play is a new thing that I recorded, another instrumental guitar thing. I don't have a good title for this one yet. It's just a pretty basic, simple, clean channel guitar thing. So, here you go. Of music recording lately, recording new guitar stuff, trying to experiment with different things. Today I did something that was different. One of my roommates here has a drum set, it's a couple doors down, so I played some drums today and tried to record it in this room here a couple doors away, and it picked up really well actually, so I'm gonna see if I can create some drum loops out of the real drums that I played. I like the GarageBand drum loops that you heard in that last song, but I want to try it with real drums. I think that could be really cool. And speaking of drums, the next song I'm going to play here is some solo material from the Isle of Lucy drummer, Mr. Isaac Kidder. This is Isaac as Dead Streets and Stoplights with the song Insinuated from the St. Olaf Quarry CD. Thank you. Last summer, PJ and I started working on some music, trying to come up with what would eventually become the second Isle of Lucy album, Pause, Oppression, and Rising Above. And while we didn't get too much of that accomplished during the summer, we did have a lot of parts of songs and parts of ideas that came out of that. And there's this one riff that PJ had that we just called Walking because it had a walking bass line to it. And eventually, that ended up being part of Pause Oppression, just very subtle and briefly. But PJ expanded on that idea of the walking, and this is a little solo thing that he put together this past summer. This is PJ with Walking. now I'm going to play the one recording we have of Pause Oppression in its entirety. This is taken from Ludafest last spring in St. Olaf, the one and only performance of Pause Oppression. Pause Oppression had been, in one way or another, in the works since freshman year, and the whole idea was that it would be an allegory about the Pause, which was the music venue on campus and the organization that allowed bands to play and gave them practice times and all that. And the whole song was kind of meant as a joke, but the whole idea was that it would be as pretentious as it could possibly be, and everything is being taken to epic proportions, and just the whole project kept ballooning to be bigger and bigger. At one point we wanted to make it a 45-minute thing, and then we kind of put it on the back burner for the longest time until it became clear that we were going to be playing our last concert ever, which was going to be this past spring. And we thought, well, we got to find a way to put this song together and actually do it. And so we did. And so this is Pause Oppression.
Thank you.
So that clocked in at just under 14 minutes. That's pretty cool. Definitely the longest thing that we ever did. And also, just a little tidbit of information here. The inclusion of that song in this edition of the podcast is the sole reason that this was designated an explicit podcast. I'm pretty sure that's going to be the only one that I do that will need to have that unless I decide to start cursing a whole lot more when I do this. And so that about does it for this episode of the show. Also, I'd like to extend a special happy birthday message to PJ. out in the Twin Cities of Minnesota. Happy birthday, PJ. And so, I'll see you all next week. Have a great one.
Why don't you go to...